A view hurtling through a log cabin by a lake. A mobile hanging on the veranda forms the logo of Chiller Films. Over an academy leader in the center of a swirling vortex, Glass Eye picks. Debris swirls around in the deep waters of a lake. Steam rises from its tranquil surface, obscuring the trees lining the lake shore. Sticks sway in the current below the surface of the lake. Above the surface, the mist is beginning to thin out as the sun rises higher in the sky. A thin layer of algae clings to the dead sticks below the surface of the water. Something moves in the cloudy water. It's a swimmer. A young woman, Kitty, is treading water. She smiles.
Hi, Johnny.
She swims closer. Johnny, a young man in his 20s, is woken by his phone. He checks it and sees he has a text. Coming, coming, XO Kitty. He puts the phone down and smiles to himself. As Johnny packs some things into a bag in an art studio, captions appear. Chiller Films presents A Glass Eye Picks production in association with Off Hollywood Pictures. There is a selection of horror-themed models on the workbench. Daniel Zavaro, Bonnie Dennison, Chris Conroy, Johnny Orsini, Griffin Newman. Amongst the items Johnny packs is a small hatchet. He puts a cover over the blade and secures it before stashing the hatchet in the bag. With Mackenzie Rossman and Mark Margolis, Johnny stops by a hall table and puts some more items in the bag. He puts a bandana on his head to keep his long hair under control. The look is very Johnny Depp. Satisfied with the result, he picks up a necklace hanging on the side of the mirror and puts it in his shirt pocket. A cutting pin beside the mirror reads, "Hoax or Hex on Black Lake."
Did you see that? I got the shot.
A photo that is featured in the article is pinned up beside it. The title appears, Beneath.
Tomorrow.
Hey guys, let's do this!
Woo!
Hey Kitty.
Hey.
Just had a dream about you.
Bet you did, Johnny boy. Come on, let's get a move on. Hop in the back. Johnny, maybe you should get me a Frosty from the cooler back there.
That's my opening shot right there.
Better not be filming this whole trip, dude.
I'm obviously gonna be filming this whole trip, dude.
It's okay, Zeke, you can just film me.
Kitty. This is Kitty Aiken, America. She is the hottest ticket in town. Probable star of my upcoming film, Zombies versus Werewolves versus Ninjas versus Vampires versus Robots versus Dinosaurs versus Samurai.
Okay, so the dinosaurs is coming before the samurai. That was the final decision.
I mean, it's studio notes. I don't know how it's going to end up, really.
Sure, sure.
And
cut, Kitty. You know, why are you still with this guy? Why don't you ditch him? Get with me, okay? I'll make you star. Take you right to the top, lady.
I think I want to stick with Matt.
Come to state, Kit. We can room together.
Oh, no, you know what? How about I transfer to state and then you and I room together? What do you think about that?
You're not my type, Zeke.
I can change. I'm not committed to any of this. This is all really up for grabs. Seriously.
Seriously? I mean, yeah. No. You're going to be hanging out with all the film geek girls soon enough. Trust me, Yukon will be crawling with your type.
Or, actually? Is that like a fact?
It's finally going to happen. Zeke's going to get laid.
Oh, Zeke's gonna get laid.
Zeke's gonna get laid. Zeke's gotta get laid.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Stranger things have happened, so we don't have to treat that like a joke. It might actually be a thing.
The driver, Simon, is distracted by Kitty smooching with her boyfriend, Matt.
Simon, man.
That was uncool, Simon.
Sorry.
Eyes on the ball at all times, bro.
Yeah, thanks, man. I don't need a lecture, okay? I said I was sorry.
They narrowly missed a pickup truck. They pull in off the road onto a forest track and stop. Johnny gets out of the black 4x4 and walks over to a metal gate. He bends down and unlocks a padlock holding the gate shut. Before he can open it, the guys in the car toss a firework at him.
Come on, guys, quit it!
Really?
Hey, Simon.
Yeah.
Look, I'm gonna open the gate. Just keep on going.
Okay, I'll
wait for me, yeah?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Hey. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Are you okay?
Johnny nods, then goes over to the gate and kicks it open, riding on it as it does so.
Come on, Simon, let's go!
The 4x4 makes its way along the forest track. Tall trees tower over the car on all sides, their dense canopies obscuring the sun. The 4x4 pulls up amongst the trees at the edge of a lake. The guys all climb out of the car. Matt and Kitty share a kiss as they step out. Zeke takes video footage as they unload their stuff from the back of the car.
Of course she grabs the food, right? She's drawing girl.
I don't see a boat.
Zeke, you've been so helpful thus far.
Yeah,
you shut.
No problem.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Matt McLean, King of Beers, former class prez, All-State fullback. Took a year to find himself, found himself working his dad's old feedlot. How's that working out for you, Matt?
It's a living.
Oh. And Simon McLean, Matt's baby brother.
Yeah.
That is all there is. Say about you that's interesting. Kitty. Let's talk about
your
career.
He's a scholarship boy. He's doing his prep. His SAT score is higher than you can count.
Oh, that's right, Simon. You got that Brainiac scholarship for University of I'm Getting Out of Here?
Yeah, that was the one. That was exactly where I'm going.
How's it feel to be out from under Matt Shadow for the first time in your entire life? You're gonna dry up and blow away?
Blow yourself, Zeke.
What if I could, my friend? What if I could?
Zeke the Geek.
If I'm a geek, you're a nerd. I mean, it's not like you got that scholarship for being number two on the wrestling
team. Man, you talk way too much.
Oh, thank you. Different Voorhees. I have heard rumor that you're into water sports. Is that true? Could I film you doing that sometime, maybe?
Not those kind of water sports, you perv.
Oh, shucks.
All you need to know is I can kick your scrawny ass.
Really? Crew chief kicks nerd butt? That's a great headline for your resume,
Zeke,
sister.
Mm-hmm. Any way to shut you up.
No, right? Not really.
Just
so, Johnny,
say the
tell
word
us about
and
this
happily
vessel.
Do the honors.
Oh, that is incriminating. I have that on camera here.
Oh,
that's
no!
Evidence now.
Oh, no!
I'm not joking around. Jonathan, tell me about this vessel. Is it seaworthy?
All right. Shut it off. Come on.
Cut.
The guys pull a tarpaulin off a rowing boat a little way back from the lake shore. They carry it between them.
This actually puts, we just have to launch it over there.
Guys, let's just get into the water.
This is cool, man. This is your great news. Yeah. And he must have been tough.
The boat is very heavy, and they edge it towards the shore.
Come on, buddy.
I'm trying.
Buddy, you need a personal trainer?
I think so.
45 an hour. Woo!
It's a weak link, Johnny.
Up at the front, Johnny's having trouble. They all put the boat down, and Johnny swaps places with Matt, who was at the back. They get a few more yards with the boat, then put it down again, still well short of the water. Simon, Kitty, and Matt leave the others by the boat and head back the way they came. Kitty looks at her phone as she wanders through the trees. She stops and turns to the others.
Johnny, there's no service.
Welcome to Blackley.
This is tragic. How am I supposed to tweet about our adventure?
Kitty.
Damn it.
I got something for you. Would you wear this for me?
The necklace.
You're such a freak, Johnny. What is it?
Just take it. I want you to be safe.
What are you talking about?
He shrugs and shakes his head.
Just wear it.
Johnny, it's kind of weird looking.
High school's done, all right? We're free from what people think.
We're never free from what people think, you know that.
Yeah. I just, you know, sometimes wish that you wouldn't be with him.
What?
He squirms.
Look, I just
yeah, Johnny, get real. Look, high school's over. I'm with Matt now.
Yeah, is that real?
Hey, don't make me regret digging you.
It's cool, I'm just scared. This whole trip. Big help.
Thanks, appreciate it. Yeah. Hey, look, I have nowhere to put this right now, but I will wear it. I'll wear it later when we're like dancing around the fire, okay? Thank you. Come on.
I gotta get my bag.
She gives the necklace back to Johnny. Disappointed, he goes and picks up his bag from beside a tree. As he puts the necklace away in his shirt pocket, a man taps him on the shoulder.
Johnny.
Hey, Mr. Parks. What's up?
Working on my motor. What about you, Johnny?
Friends, we just graduated last Friday, so everyone's going off their separate ways. It's just a final get-together.
Your grandpa know you're here?
Yeah, I told him I'd be off for the night.
These people friends of yours, Johnny?
Yeah, sure. Sure they are.
Uh-huh. And what are you planning on doing out here?
We're just gonna, you know, cross the lake and then party, have some fun.
You know better than that, Johnny.
Yeah. I won't let anybody get into the water. Don't worry, I'll make sure.
Bad idea. Even going out on the lake at all with kids like these.
Yeah, but what's the point of us having access to this whole place, Mr. Parks? I mean, if we're afraid to use it...
You have to show respect, Johnny. You have a responsibility.
I do, Mr. Parks, okay? I completely get it.
Well, you may get it, Johnny. But do your friends get it?
Look, it was a pleasure seeing you, sir, but I better be going, okay?
I'm gonna have to come back and check on you.
Johnny boy, let's go party. Hey, you coming with us?
Dude, come on.
No, Pops, come hang out.
Just go.
I got sticks!
Johnny uncomfortably watches 60-something Mr. Parks walk over to an outboard motor that he's working on nearby. Zeke videos Deb.
What you doing over here?
Just filming. You're actually kind of ruining your shot, right?
Oh, am I?
Yeah, I can reconceptualize. Something else. That's good. That's real. That's artistic. That's what's gonna get me the big awards.
I mean, what do you want to look at this far when you're looking this?
Right. Nature in its purest beauty versus Deb making rat-like faces. It's good. It's a good trade-off.
Well, we're about ready to leave. I've been told to summon you.
Later, the six friends all climb into the rowing boat, and with Matt at the oars, they begin making their way across the lake. Kitty sits up at the prow of the boat and stretches her arms above her head as it glides slowly over the water.
it tastes delicious.
Are you
gonna
try it?
Yeah. Are you ladies gonna lotion yourself or what?
Like,
you've
been waiting for that.
I've been waiting for it.
As the boat crosses the lake and the others chat, Johnny sits at the stern and looks out at the calm waters. The dipping of the oars causes little swirls in the glassy surface of the water. A fisheye view from below the boat sees the oars churning the water and creating bubbles. Johnny looks troubled. Matt pulls up the oars.
It's time.
For what?
Who's going in first?
Keep rowing, Matt.
You're right, man. It's too damn cold.
Do you want me to row?
This is where we separate the men from the pussy.
Oh, and this is where we should separate the women from their clothes.
Okay. Here we go. Come on, guys. Look, Simon's right. The water's too cold.
And I'm hot.
Oh, this is going viral.
Come on, who's going with me?
Look, we just need to get across.
Hey, Johnny, what part of swimsuit photo shoot don't you understand?
Look, we need to get a fire going on before it gets dark.
Oh, we will. We will get a fire.
You're ruining my shot.
Oh,
what? Come on, man. Matt, you're really ruining my shot here.
Boo.
You guys are too much. I'll beat you all in.
Oh, wait, Lays, before you jump in the water and get wet, why don't we get a few more shots of you? Kitty, can I get over the shoulder? Just a big smile, just a gorgeous smile. Oh, that's gorgeous. That's gorgeous. We're using that. Deb, can I get a quick shot of your butt?
Deb, do it.
For the sake of art.
Yeah.
A quick butt shot. That's ooh. a little more. Just put the attitude in.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I'm an artist. I got it. There we go. That is beautiful. That's wonderful acting.
Ready?
Wonderful acting, man.
Matt, Deb, and Kitty all jump over the side.
Very nice. Obnoxious.
Congratulations.
It's not bad at all, guys.
Come on.
Dude, it's so nice.
Johnny looks troubled.
That's it. Everything. You gotta get it.
As the boat sits on the calm water, Zeke adjusts his video camera. Simon takes his tracksuit top off and lights a firework on the end of a stick. Johnny looks uneasy.
Simon, please, man. I really...
Party time, fellas.
Simon, don't do that, man.
Come on, Johnny.
Johnny, this is your party, okay? So I suggest lighting up. Now.
Simon waves the firework around like a phallus.
Come on, stop, man.
Simon ignores Johnny and waves the firework around.
It's loud.
As it fizzles out, he tosses it in the water. Simon opens a cool box full of beers and helps himself to a can of Coors Light. As he drinks it, Johnny shifts his position in the boat and also makes to take a beer. As he does so, he notices the necklace in his pocket and takes it out. It has a large tooth on the end of it. As he slips it around his neck, Zeke is videoing him.
Johnny opens the cooler, slowly picks up a beer.
Look at your sister. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Johnny sprays beer over Zeke and his camera.
Well, it's waterproof, so jump on it.
Oh, what was that?
Not cool, Zeke.
Hey,
not
I didn't do anything,
cool.
Okay?
What? What was that, you?
The boat is rocked.
Oh. Son of a bitch.
What the hell was that? Is that you?
Crap.
Is that you, Zeke?
Did you guys see something?
Ah, shit.
What's going on?
Come on, man.
Matt suddenly appears at the side.
It's on the boat. Really funny, Matt. It's a good scene.
Yeah.
Johnny almost pissed his pants. Look at him.
Give me a drink of whiskey, baby. Open it for me, will you?
Simon opens a bottle of whiskey and hands it to Matt. He takes a swig from it.
Thank you.
Matt pushes off from the side of the boat and swims away.
Your brother sure has that alpha male thing down, doesn't he?
Story of my life. Give me that.
Yeah.
We really need to get going, guys.
You said that about 15 times
already. Well, yeah, but we really need to get going.
Johnny, Zeke, and Simon watch as Matt swims across the lake towards Kitty and Deb. Kitty lies floating on her back while Deb treads water beside her.
You're the goddess of the lake. Oh, this feels nice. It's crazy to think about. I mean, high school's over. Over. Yeah, for sure.
Kitty begins treading water.
Do you remember that time when we were, like, 15? We went to that summer camp?
Of course, Dee, I remember it.
God, seems like a long time ago. Yeah, but I always think about that time we had.
I know.
Everything's so tangled up now.
They look over at the boat.
Yeah.
Matt surfaces in front of them. He dives down between them, then resurfaces. Simon, Zeke, and Johnny watch at a distance from the boat. Suddenly, it begins to rock again. Matt is still with the girls.
What? Huh? I can't quite hear you.
Okay, whatever. Screw you guys. Okay. Now.
I got it.
Something violently rocks the boat again. Johnny picks the whiskey bottle up and looks over the sides at the dark waters. Off in the distance, Matt is horsing around with the girls. As Johnny looks, he sees a bow wave caused by something swimming quite fast below the surface of the water. It's heading towards Matt and the girls. Johnny sits down in the boat, his face ashen. As the thing gets even closer, Matt dives under the surface of the water.
Oh, wow, babe, that was fantastic. All right,
Deb dives.
Wow.
That's actually very nice.
Okay. 7. I give it a
7.5. Easy. Oh, God, what was that?
What?
Oh, crap, Louis, something really just touched my leg.
Just calm down, kid. It could be me.
Okay.
The three tread water. Matt and the girls begin swimming back towards the boat. The guys in the boat wave agitatedly at the swimmers, encouraging them to return. Deb stops and looks back. Something's behind her. Deb redoubles her efforts to reach the boat. Meanwhile, Kitty and Matt have already arrived. Simon and Johnny pull Kitty aboard, then Matt climbs in. Deb reaches the boat, and Matt and Simon pull her out of the water.
Look, I'll get the oar. I'll get it.
Matt, just give me the oar, man.
I got it.
Okay.
Someone gonna tell me what's going on.
There's definitely something out there.
What did you guys see?
I think it's back here. I think it's back here.
What is it?
Back here, Matt.
Tell me. Come on. Speak to me.
Do you see it?
There's a shadow back here. Come on.
Matt and Simon stab at the water with the oars. Then the boat rocks.
Back here! Back it up! Come here!
See it?
Simon, no!
What?
Let's go!
What is it? Simon, what is it? It's just
below. Simon makes contact with something and the oar is pulled from his grasp.
We need that oar.
The oar floats on the surface of the water beside the boat. Deb stretches out to get it, but can't quite reach it. As her hand touches the surface of the water, her face falls as she sees something rising from the depths. A massive fish tries to grab her.
Deb! No! Did you see that?
I almost had the oar. You guys, we're gonna need it to get back to shore.
It's okay.
Deb,
it's
okay. Are you okay?
She's bitten.
Oh, crap. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hey, give me your belt. Just put it on my arm. Kill the bleeding. Matt, give me your belt. Oh, my God.
Tie this up.
Matt, get it. Hurry up, Matt.
It's fine, Deb, okay? Everything's fine.
Matt, tie it up.
Come on.
You're
they
fine.
Use the belt as a tourniquet.
Oh, crap. It's the brachial artery.
What is it?
It's not tangled.
Come on, guys, help out.
Zeke,
stop filming.
I'm getting the oar. Matt, stop rocking the boat. I'm trying to get the oar.
There's a rope right here. Matt, come on. Deb, it's totally fine. Just breathe. Yeah, there you go.
Matt ties a bit of the boat's mooring rope around Deb's arm in addition to the belt.
Okay, you're going to be fine. Come on, Deb, everything's fine.
Okay. You guys, you're gonna need to get that oar.
I'm trying.
Much faster with two. Okay, we're gonna get the oar.
They leave Deb lying back in the boat. Zeke videos the others as they attempt to get the oar. Simon paddles them towards it.
Okay, I got it.
Pick it up!
Simon, cool it.
As Matt reaches a hand stained with Deb's blood towards the oar, the fish rises up and chomps the oar in half, rendering it useless.
Guys?
Deb?
This can't be happening!
It's gonna be fine.
Deb has died. Matt holds his head in his hand.
I was standing here and I was shooting her and she was lying there and she was shaking and then she stopped shaking.
Oh God.
Are you serious?
Are you that much of a...
Deb's bitten left arm hangs over the side of the boat. Blood from her injury drips steadily into the lake. Her hand submerges a few inches into the water. Below the surface, a small fish swims past. As the giant fish moves close to the stern, everyone flees up to the prow of the boat. They look back at Deb's blood-soaked body and see a spiny back break the surface of the water beside the boat. Matt steps back to the stern and pulls Deb's arm back inside the vessel. The five survivors look grimly at the blood-soaked body of their friend. The waters of the lake remain calm, dark, and deadly. They surround the rowing boat, which remains far from the shore. Shocked, Matt sits down. Later, Simon paddles the boat with the remaining oar towards the shore. It's heavy going. Kitty checks her phone.
Damn it. You have anything, you guys?
Johnny looks at his phone.
Yes, Matt, and we're not, all right? We're not.
Okay, you want me to take over?
No, I got it!
Simon keeps paddling.
Oh, my God. What are you going to tell her mom?
We'll tell Deb's mom what happened. Deb was really brave. We'll tell her that.
Yeah.
We'll tell her that
She was, but she was. Right until the end.
Kitty looks around at Simon, who keeps paddling.
Yeah, Matt, I got it, all right?
Paddle the boat.
The fish approaches and rams the boat.
All right, now everyone, it's gonna be okay.
I will not take this!
Simon hits the fish with the end of the oar a couple of times, and it swims off.
I don't know. Don't. What do you want?
The fish cruises with its spiny dorsal fin breaking the surface.
It's turning around. It's coming back. Oh, it's gone. It just went under. It's coming back.
No. Don't.
We gotta keep it.
The fish snaps the remaining oar in half.
It broke. Give me. Get off. I wanna see it in that thing's brain.
Simon stabs the stub of the oar at the fish and falls in.
Simon.
Oh, whoa.
Right there. Simon.
As they pull Simon from the water, the fish swims back with the oar sticking out of its flank. It rams the boat, cracking the hull.
Oh my God, Simon, are you okay? It was right behind you. It almost got you.
Look, I got it stuck in him good. Look.
Mm-hmm. God, okay.
Okay, so now this thing, it's big, whatever it is.
Oh man.
This sucks.
Get that thing off.
Asshole, how many times do we have to tell you?
Just trying to get a reaction, sir.
Get back to the shore?
Oh, Ahab, here he is, the last oar to spear the fish.
Man, I had to do something to slow it down. It might bleed out and die.
Yeah, you got Debbie! What the hell else do you want?
Look, it wants blood, right?
Wow. Oh my God, you must have aced Mrs. Hawk's biology class.
Okay,
dude.
I'm being serious here. It didn't attack until it got a taste, and now it keeps coming back for more.
It's not a shark, this is a lake. It's freshwater.
Have you ever seen the movie Shark Night 3D? It's exclusively about sharks and lake!
Shut up!
Matt looks over at Johnny.
What about you, Johnny? You've been pretty quiet.
Sucks.
You were freaking out when we all decided to go swimming. Is there something about this lake you're not telling us?
Simon grabs him.
I don't believe you. What is this piece of jewelry you got on?
Simon, cool it.
Tell us what you know, Johnny.
Nothing, man.
Answer, or I'm gonna throw you overboard.
Look, I didn't think you'd go swimming, okay?
What are you saying? Let him go.
I didn't think you'd all go swimming. We were just gonna cross the lake and party.
You knew about the thing in the water?
Kidney, she's an old folk that my grandpa used to say, all right?
No, that doesn't add up, Johnny, because you tried to give me that necklace to protect me, so obviously you do believe.
I don't know, Kitty, okay? I don't know.
Man, you knew about this and you brought us out?
You let us go swimming 30 yards out!
You brought...
Leave me alone, man, all right? I didn't want this to happen. I didn't know it could happen.
And cut. That was pretty much a confession, as far as I'm concerned. So let's do a little, rundown of our situation right here. We have zero oars. We have a hole in the side of our boat with water leaking in. And oh yeah, there's a giant flesh-eating fish in the water that will not let us get back to shore unless we distract it with something.
Shut up.
Like what?
Like Deb. I'm suggesting we use Deb as a distraction in the water. I think she would have approved.
What? No, that's crazy.
Is it?
You're nuts.
Uh-huh.
Her mother's Catholic. She's a proper burial. I went to church with her as a kid. You can't do that.
That's kind of irrelevant right now, Kitty.
Burial at sea is an honorable way to go.
Thank you.
I mean, she'd be aiding her friends in need. That's got to be in the crew code, right?
Yes, I think it's the right thing to do, morally.
Johnny.
I don't know, Kitty. I mean, we can do a prayer when we put on the side.
So that's the decision. When she goes over, we all paddle like hell till we get to the other side. She saves the whole team.
Kitty looks distressed.
Kitty, what do you say?
It's okay, Kitty. It's the right thing to do.
Good call, Kitty.
Kitty steps to the stern of the boat and steals herself before pulling away a purple towel covering Deb's body. The five survivors gaze grimly at her pale, blood-soaked corpse. time-lapse clouds scud by in a blue sky above the lake. Ripples make their way across the calm waters. With no breeze to move it, the boat remains far from shore.
Lord, bless our friend Deborah Voorhees, who gave her life for us, and we know she's going to a better place, and by your eternal wisdom, we return her to your side forever and ever.
Johnny, Simon, and Matt carefully lower the body over the side into the water. It floats half-submerged in the dark waters. As the five watch the body, something tugs at it. Blood from the body tinges the water around it crimson. It's tugged again. The five survivors watch grimly as the fish shows increasing interest in the body. Suddenly, the corpse is pulled under. Johnny, Matt, and Kitty paddle with their hands on one side of the boat, while Zeke and Simon paddle on the other side. Zeke gives up paddling and videos the others with his GoPro camera. In the distance, the fish breaks the surface of the water. As the others paddle frantically, Zeke videos the tail fin of the fish as it thrashes around behind the boat. The boat makes slow progress towards the shore. Zeke keeps videoing the fish. Its tail fin continues thrashing in the water as it feeds on the corpse. Eventually, the tail fin disappears from view. They all stop paddling and look back at the water. The calm surface is unbroken by any sign of the fish.
Hey, we can bail, at least bail.
They all use their hands to bail out the boat. Johnny feverishly rips the lid off the cool box and hands it to Matt. As the others bail, Matt stands at the prow and uses the cool box lid as a paddle. The water they're bailing out is tinged red with Deb's blood.
Sucks! Keep bailing!
Matt, what's the problem? Paddle! Matt, paddle! What is
Fish the takes the cool box lid.
No! No! No!
Matt!
Are you serious?
Matt, take it easy, okay?
Johnny and Kitty sit down.
Why is this happening?
That thing is out to get us.
Don't take it personally, Matt. It's just a fish.
It's one hell of a fish.
No, it's not, dude. It's just some dumb fish, okay? The only thing that thing knows is that whatever's in the water, it's gonna eat. So let's see what else we have in the cooler.
They shake out packets of potato chips onto the water. Chips and empty packets lie littered on the surface of the lake to the stern of the boat. Simon picks up the cool box. They tip the boat to one side and use the cool box to bail it out.
Again.
Man, this sucks. Look, as long as...
As the fish cruises nearby with the stub of the oar still sticking out of its back, Simon begins paddling with his hand. He keeps a wary eye on the fish as he does so. Following his lead, Matt and Kitty also stick their hands in the water and start paddling. The fish changes course and begins to swim towards them. Seeing it, Simon pulls his hand out of the water.
I will not let that thing control us!
The others stop paddling and look bleak.
Okay, let's face it. The only thing that worked is when it was preoccupied with Deb's body, and it's not gonna let us move.
We don't have any extra dead bodies on hand, do we, Einstein?
I know that, okay?
So what, are you volunteering to get in the lake to create a diversion?
No.
Okay, then what's your point?
No, but I'm not gonna do that because I'm the weakest one, and you guys all know that. I mean, I don't stand a chance fighting that thing.
Oh, so maybe someone more athletic should do it, like my brother or me?
No. Johnny is the one who got us into this situation. I'm just saying.
Shut up. Just all of you just shut up.
I'm just saying that I think we should vote.
Johnny shakes his head incredulously.
Boat's sinking, Kitty. We're gonna die if we do nothing. Or we can save some of us. Can make some choices.
We vote on one person to volunteer for the sake of the boat.
Come on, Matt, cut it out.
We vote now. And Johnny, since you're the one who got us into this, who do you think should go first?
Go to hell, Matt.
Hey, Zeke, why don't you volunteer, huh?
Oh, no, wait a second.
No, it was your idea, pal.
Okay, this is how this thing should work, okay? Each of us should get to make a case for ourselves.
A case?
Yes, like a case for why we should stay on the boat.
This is insane!
Kitty, I want to live, okay? I want us to live.
The hell with you, Matt! No, this is not how
Kitty.
We do things! No, we stick together! Don't touch me! We should be bailing or using something else to row!
The fish nudges the boat.
Johnny, you should have told us! You really should have told us!
Stay away from me, Matt!
Kitty!
Okay, Matt, okay, we vote! I vote for Zeke.
No, I get to make my case first, okay?
Kid, this has to be quick. 2 sentences.
Who made you president of the boat?
All right, 2 sentences, me first. I'm strong and you needed me to paddle. All right, Matt?
Yeah, same goes for me, and I'm stronger than Simon. Johnny?
Johnny's eyes rove.
Great case, Johnny. I mean, I'm going to do something with my life. All you guys know that. I mean, I'm going to be an important filmmaker, and I'm going to make things that actually matter to people. I mean, things that might even change the world. And I don't mean to be diminutive to your lives, but you're not going to do anything as important as that. I mean, you're just not. You're nice people, but you're not going to live lives that affect the world like that. And you all know it. Somewhere deep down inside of you, all of you know that.
It's not 2 sentences.
Johnny's the one who got Deb killed, not me. Johnny's the one who got us in this entire situation, not me!
I'm gonna be a star or a singer. I'm gonna be famous, okay? People are gonna look up to me. I'm gonna be an inspiration. People need that, you know, to put up with the crap they do with their lives. Matt, you need that, right? Simon does. Johnny does, right, Johnny?
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Okay, that's all of us. We vote.
I vote for Zeke.
Zeke looks gutted.
I vote Johnny.
You.
Zeke. He'll screw you. I mean, obviously, I'm gonna vote for Johnny.
Okay, what do you say, Matt, huh? One more and Zeke goes, and that's what I want, so just do it.
Matt considers.
Johnny's a fighter. He's got a chance of getting away. I vote Johnny.
Spectacled Zeke looks massively relieved and holds his head in his hand. With an air of resignation, Johnny gets to his feet.
You know, I didn't plan for this to happen, Matt. Maybe I should have.
You don't deserve her. Either of you.
Is that what this is about? You're a total psycho.
I'll be back for you, Kitty, all right? You can count on that.
It's like high school's never over.
Oh, you can count on that, Kitty. I will be back.
Stop, stop. I can't take it. Johnny, no! Johnny!
Johnny dives over the side and disappears from view. The others look out across the dark waters.
Oh my God, Johnny!
Oh, look, look, look. There
we're
is,
on
there
paddle!
Is after him.
As Johnny surfaces, the fish makes a beeline for him, the broken oar sticking up like a flagpole from its back. As the fish closes in on Johnny, he dives under the surface. The fish dives too, and they disappear. With the coast clear, Simon, Matt, and Kitty paddle the boat along with their hands while Zeke keeps bailing it out with the cool box. Simon and Kitty paddle on the port side of the boat, while Matt paddles to starboard.
Deb was real. Johnny was real. They're not like us. They were better than us.
Deb got bit by a fish. End of story, okay? Johnny threw himself over like a damn martyr. End of story.
I'm gonna kill you. You are nothing but a selfish prick!
Oh, well, that wasn't what you were saying when you wanted to lead my movie, was it, Kitty?
God, you're such an asshole!
Hey, you guys gotta be kidding! Talk about movies now? Zeke, Bail, Kitty, paddle! Come on, while we still have the chance.
Exactly. If you'd all shut up and paddle, we might still get out of this alive.
God, what if we do make it back to shore? What are we going to tell people?
Well, that's a problem we'd be lucky to have, okay, sweethearts? How about you stop wearing your pretty little head about it and leave the talking to us men?
You are such an asshole! How can you keep being such an asshole?
But keep bailing, you idiot!
Now, everyone, come on. We're all in this together.
Together?
Go team.
I'm sorry, what? What?
You voted against me when you voted Johnny off the boat.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I thought he had a chance, that's all, unlike this little pussy.
Shut up, man.
Kitty, what is it with you and Johnny anyways, huh? You're leading him on? Got him wrapped around your little finger?
That is so out of line, man.
Both of you, shut up! Come on!
The fish barges the boat and swims around the prow. Matt frantically searches through the odds and ends left on the boat.
These aren't gonna work. These are good.
Yeah.
Who has a lighter?
A dry lighter? I do.
As the fish surfaces near the boat, they light the fireworks and start hurling them at it. Fish patrols a few feet away from the boat, apparently not much concerned by the fireworks. The fish swims slowly away from the boat. The fish and the oar sticking out of its back slowly disappear beneath the surface. Zeke and Kitty sit down on the boat, which is slowly filling with water. Simon and Matt follow suit. They all look hopeless. The water continues to seep in.
We're sinking.
We have to do something. We're not going to make it this way.
No, don't say that. We can't quit now, guys. We got to, keep on paddling.
Simon?
We need another distraction.
Oh, no. We just need to stay here and something will come up to save us, okay? We got to work together now. This is the time.
That's really rich coming from you.
No, I just mean that this is...
Guys, it's coming back. It's coming.
Okay, look, just... What's the point here? I mean, you saw what it did to Deb. That didn't take long at all. That wasn't much of a distraction. And if you get back to shore, I mean, what are people gonna say? It's murder, right? They're gonna call you cowards. I mean, you're gonna be ruined for the rest of your life. So let's just drop this whole conversation.
Your idea in the first place, jackass.
The Zeke can paddle. Let him paddle.
Hold on.
The fish rams the boat.
We're not gonna make it.
Come on. Okay, let's do it, bro. It's our only chance. Come on.
Wait.
Come on.
Matt. Ask her who else she's been with. Ask her who she's been with on this boat. Ask her. Not me, okay? I wouldn't touch that two-timing slut.
Hey, shut up.
On this boat, okay?
You have no...
Ask her. Ask him who she's been with.
He's so full of it.
He's full of it, man.
No, nothing. No, Matt, do you think I'm lying? I have evidence, Matt. I film everything. I got you guys all the after-school makeouts in the field house and in the stadium. I got all of that. I heard your little plan.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
They know what I'm talking about.
He's lying.
Oh, yeah, I'm lying. You're right. I'm lying. It's not like I can't back up my story in any way. Oh, wait a second. I film everything. I got it right here, Matt. I got all your little cups after school. I got you at the field house and at the stadium. I heard your plans. I heard your talking.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. I was up there at the announcer's booth looking
down. You die. I vote Zeke. Let's do this, bro.
No, Kitty, Kitty. You're gonna throw Kitty off the boat. It's me, Kitty. Kitty's useless. She battles like a girl. And she cheated on you with your brother.
That's a valid point.
Thank you.
Kitty, you have to pull your weight.
Yeah.
But Zeke, sorry, you're an irritation. You always have been. You're kind of bothering.
No, Matt,
talking that way about Kitty, you can't.
No, Matt.
I vote Zeke.
Zeke.
Kitty, vote for one of them. Decide. Don't vote for me. Don't vote
Kitty,
for me.
Vote.
Kitty, it'll be a stalemate and we don't have to throw anyone off. It didn't work. I admit my plan was stupid. We don't need to vote for anyone.
I'm sorry.
She points at Zeke. Simon and Matt pick him up and he struggles uselessly.
No!
They toss him over the stern. He clings desperately to the side of the boat, and Simon stamps on his fingers to stop him. The GoPro strapped to Zeke's wrist continues recording the action. Zeke drifts away from the boat.
Matt! They fooled you, Matt! They fooled you, Matt! How does it feel? They fooled you! Row, you heroes! Row! Row for your life!
As the boat pulls away from him, Zeke treads water. Zeke carries on filming with the GoPro. He's suddenly pulled under the water. He resurfaces with the camera dangling from his wrist. It records a jumble of images as he struggles frantically. A fish approaching, a gaping maw and huge razor-like teeth. Blood fills the water and Zeke becomes separated from his camera. His severed left arm, with the GoPro still attached to its wrist, drifts by in the water, leaving a trail of crimson in its wake.
Yeah.
Washed up on the shore of the lake is a selection of detritus from the day, including the coolbox lid, a potato chip packet, and Johnny. He picks himself up and looks out across the lake. He sees the boat is still stuck a good way out. Johnny turns away from the water and sees Mr. Parks' boat and outboard motor pulled up on the shore nearby. He brushes his hair away from his face and looks back at the remaining three still trying to paddle to shore. On board, Simon is bailing out with the cool box. Paddling towards the stern, Kitty looks guiltily over at Matt, who's paddling at the prow with his back to her. Simon looks around.
Matt, I'm your girl.
Man, she's your girl, Matt. Man, are you really gonna listen to that weasel?
Matt slowly turns around.
I don't know, should I?
I'm your brother, man.
Kitty watches Matt uncomfortably as he turns back to the front of the boat with a pensive expression.
Gotta keep bailing.
Can't believe it, huh? Good old Zeke. He was my bud, you know, for a lot of years. I think it was since, what, third grade? He really was pretty handy with that camera. I remember he used to videotape everything. He used to videotape the games for the coach, post-game interview. Zeke's post-game interview. He said he wishes he had a camera implanted in his eyeball. You know, he was a pain in the ass, but maybe he was gonna amount to something, you know? Maybe he was gonna do something.
Bro, I know it hurts, but we did what we had to do.
Yeah. Steak kinda sucks, huh?
Simon lasciviously sticks his tongue out at Kitty and winks.
Stop.
Yep, you know what, Kitty? You're right. Pity party's over.
Yeah!
You checked all this stuff here? Anything we don't need, it's going over.
Matt tosses a drenched sleeping bag over the side. He throws her bag over the side.
Sorry, Kitty.
All right, whose bag is this?
Credit card.
What is that, a rubber?
Matt finds the hatchet.
Wishful thinking.
Oh, look at this, huh?
Nice.
Yeah, that thing comes back now and hack it to pieces.
I love to take a good swipe at
That's
it.
That's right. Fillet that thing and eat it.
Kitty looks over the lake.
Simon, bail.
Aye, aye, Captain. Ninja. I'm gonna paddle with this.
The fish grabs the cooler box.
We gotta do something. We gotta get out of here. No! 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 Get off!
The handle breaks off the box and the fish drags it down. The box disappears.
Damn it, Simon.
The box reappears with a big bite taken out of it. The fish rams the boat. The hull cracks again, and more water pours in. The fish has munched a chunk out of the gunwale of the boat. Kitty snatches up the hatchet and launches a frenzied attack on the fish. As gouts of its blood fly into the air, it decides it's had enough and sinks back into the depths.
Wow, Kitty, it's something, isn't it? That's Kitty! Woo! That's Kitty!
You kicked its ass!
You steal!
You kicked that thing's ass! Woohoo!
She still holds the bloody hatchet in a trembling hand. Her face is splashed with blood, too.
What?
We still have to get back to shore. It's so far. That'll be dirt.
She drops the hatchet down on the seat and holds her blood-soaked hands to her head.
Wait a minute. Oh my God, it's a boat! There's a boat coming!
Hey! Hey!
Oh God, please, please.
Oh, that's Johnny.
He's coming to save me! He said he would come back for me! He's coming for me! I'm here, Johnny!
Right here, Johnny! Yeah, I'm right.
Johnny sails towards them.
Pull her around, Johnny! Glad you came back, Johnny. What's the plan, hero?
I'll tow you in. Oh, come on, is that right?
Why don't you just let us in that boat with you instead? You don't want to tow this thing in.
Because you voted me off, Matt. Why wouldn't you do it again, man?
Johnny, listen, man. We were just trying to protect the group, that's all. I knew you'd make it back safe, and you're here, yes?
Look, I'll tow you in, all right? You gonna take it?
Please, Johnny, I want to get off this boat, please.
I'm just getting close enough to get to the beach.
Come on, what's it gonna be, Slick? Are you gonna come pick us up, come get your girl? Look at her, man, she's in distress.
Look, you want a tow? I'll throw the rope, all right? Otherwise, Simon, I can go and get help. But you know, that might take a little bit more time, man.
Okay, that's cool. Sticking to your guns, that's cool, Johnny, I respect that. So toss the rope, then.
Come on, toss it, Johnny boy.
Toss the rope.
Come on, toss it, Johnny boy.
It's cool, he's gonna do it.
All right, Johnny.
Toss it, Johnny boy.
Oh, it's cool, he's gonna do it. Right, Johnny?
Please, Johnny, let's just go.
Johnny looks at the coil of rope in his hand.
Alive.
Matt gets ready to catch it.
All right.
Johnny maneuvers his boat closer.
Right.
Come on!
Johnny throws the rope. The rope went wide. Johnny winds it back in and coils it up, ready for another throw. Throws again, and this time Matt gets it.
Get it.
Simon ties it off to a stay on the prow of the stricken boat.
Got it. Don't worry, we're too heavy. He'll have to take us on board when he figures that out.
Johnny guns the small outboard motor and takes up the strain. Before any progress to the shore can be made, the fish rams Johnny's boat. He falls in the boat, and then as the boat swings around, the tow rope becomes entangled around his neck. It pins him tight against the stern of the boat. As the boat spins and Johnny becomes more and more entangled in the rope, Kitty lowers the hatchet, and Matt takes it from her.
I got that, Kitty.
Johnny lies motionless in the other boat which has now stopped spinning. He's apparently been strangled to death by the rope wrapped around his neck. Matt and Simon begin pulling on the rope.
Get to the back.
Johnny's head is wrenched back as they pull on the rope.
Loose.
As the prow of the boat hits Johnny's, the impact, together with Johnny's weight at the stern, tips the boat over, and it almost instantly capsizes.
Damn it!
The fish, still with the oar stub sticking up out of its back, swims lazily along on the surface of the water. Johnny floats just below the surface of the water, unmoving, his neck now free of the rope. Mr. Parks' capsized boat floats with the propeller of its outboard motor whirling uselessly in the air. Simon and Matt attempt to pull it towards them with the rope. The rope gets caught up by the whirling propeller and snaps.
Are you kidding me?
The capsized boat is close, but not close enough to reach.
Unbelievable!
Simon's cry echoes out across the lake. The three survivors sit glumly in their leaking boat. Johnny's body floats between it and the upturned boat. The fish approaches.
All right, here it comes. Going for Johnny. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Anyone ready to quit?
Okay. Which way are we going?
We're gonna go forward.
What? What is it doing? What, it's gonna leave him there?
The fish ignores Johnny's body.
What? What?
Simon spins around.
No.
He snatches the hatchet from Kitty and begins pounding away at one of the wooden bench seats in the boat. He splits the seat apart, creating a set of rudimentary oars. Seeing what he's doing, Matt assists him by kicking at the seat until it comes apart. Matt passes a plank to Kitty. Now armed with an oar each, the three paddle their sinking boat towards the shore. There's at least a foot of water in the boat. The fish cruises around the lake some distance off, the broken oar sticking out of its back like a marker post. Even with the new oars, progress towards the shore is extremely slow. The fish shadows them as they row.
They fooled you. That's what Zeke said. You remember Zeke, right? Seems like an eternity ago since Zeke was here telling me things I shouldn't hear.
Kitty and Simon ignore Matt's topic of conversation.
Are we even paddling in the right direction?
It's a lake. Every direction leads to the shore.
Not if we're going in circles, genius.
Simon ignores him and keeps paddling.
What happened in the field house? Answer me!
Damn it! Matt! Zeke was your buddy, right?
He was my friend, yes.
Yeah. You were the big guy who didn't treat him like a dog turd. He was loyal to you. If he found out something he could use against me, why wouldn't he have told you? If he had, like, a video or something. But there was nothing. He was just making it up to save his ass when he thought we were all turning on him.
Well, I don't know, Kitty. Maybe Zeke didn't tell me because he knew it would piss me off, you know?
Matt, don't do this. Not now.
Maybe Simone will tell me. How about it, baby brother? What happened in the field house?
God, Matt, it's coming back.
What happened, Simon?
Matt, it's coming back.
I am not rowing until I know what's going on here, who my teammates are. How about it, bro?
Matt, this is really not the time to talk about this.
Okay. Cool, I'll take that as a yes.
Matt, do you not get it? That thing is coming. It's coming bad. We need to paddle.
Matt, I say we vote. One last vote. Matt, you and me can swim to that shore easy if the fish is distracted.
Anything that happened, Matt, it doesn't matter. I made a choice. I was staying with you. I'll never leave now. I'm sorry. I don't know why I did it, but I will never leave now. Never.
Matt stares at her.
It wasn't just a field house, Matt. No. Kitty could get pretty randy.
Hey! Enough! You want to vote, Simon? I vote you. For what you did.
They stand and grapple in the boat.
I vote you.
Off me!
Off, you tool!
She was coming with me, Matt! Matt, she was coming with me!
The fish cruises nearby.
I'm gonna stay with you, Matt!
Matt releases Simon.
Stop!
The hell, Matt?
I don't know.
What, are you gonna kill me over some slut?
I don't know.
Look at her, man. Look at her.
Kitty shakes her head.
She's playing you like a fiddle. She came to me when I got my scholarship. She thought you were her ticket out of here, and then she realized it was me. She's a bitch, man.
Matt, don't listen to him. Whatever he says, just don't listen to him. He's a vicious asshole. You haven't seen it, but I have. I've seen things that he's done.
I vote Kitty.
Matt stares intently at Kitty, then looks down.
Me too.
Matt.
Simon picks up the hatchet.
That's it?
So what's it gonna be, kitty cat? You gonna make this easy? Go for a little swim? Or you wanna do it the hard way?
Matt shoves Simon and he releases Kitty. She smiles humorlessly at the brothers.
No, that is what I like about you, Simon. That animal part of you, every goddamn time your brother was inside me, I wanted it to be you.
You got the animal part, right?
Okay. You cheating fool.
Matt throws Kitty over the side. She swims back and clings to the gunwale of the boat. Simon bashes her fingers with the back of the hatchet to prevent her from getting a grip. She looks around as if collecting her thoughts, then takes a deep breath and disappears under the water. Simon straightens up and looks around at the water. It's completely placid, without a sign of either Kitty or the fish. Matt is absently paddling the boat.
Where'd she go?
I don't know.
Should we swim for it?
We paddle. We're making progress.
Simon looks at his brother.
We don't even know if that bitch is gonna create a distraction or
just... Shut up.
What's the matter, Matty, Matt?
Huh? Matt shoves him.
You got remorse?
Shut up.
Okay.
Matt turns away.
I'm sorry.
As soon as his back is turned, Simon swings the hatchet at him. Matt dodges it, then gets a couple of blows into Simon, who clutches his head. Matt pulls Simon's shirt off and gets him in a headlock. The pair continue to grapple in the boat. Simon pulls away from Matt, and in so doing, falls over the side of the boat. Simon surfaces in the water, blood oozing from a head wound. Matt dives into the water and swims towards Simon, who's looking groggy and struggling to stay afloat. Matt swims, pulling Simon along with him.
Stop your leg!
We're gonna make it. I got you. I got you. I swear to God, I get some headlights on the shore. There's someone there, and they're gonna help us. All I gotta do is just get this to go.
But,
can you swim, bro?
What? Huh?
What?
Come on.
Can you swim, bro?
What?
I'm pretty beat.
As Simon looks back, he sees the fish is following them. Simon puts Matt between himself and the fish. Simon kicks Matt back right into the gaping jaws of the fish. Simon swims for the shore as the fish sinks its massive razor-sharp teeth into Matt. Blood fills the water as the fish tears at his flesh. Matt thumps the fish, but it keeps its jaws clamped firmly around him. Matt's mouth fills with blood, and the fish drags him under the surface of the water. They disappear into the dark depths. Later, the surface of the lake is calm. The broken rowboat is still just about afloat, now fairly close to the shore. Mr. Parks' upturned boat is floating not far away from it, and Kitty is lying on the upturned hull. She looks across the water. Floating close to the upturned boat is Johnny's body. The sunlight filters down through the water around it. As the body drifts past the upturned boat, Kitty reaches out and takes the necklace from around its neck. She has a bit of struggle to get it free. Once she does, the body drifts away. Kitty puts the necklace on and looks around. The fish appears behind her and begins swimming towards Johnny's body. The fish sinks its massive teeth into the corpse, and it punctures like a balloon full of blood. Kitty watches as the fish swims away with Johnny's body in its mouth. She hangs her head and then looks around at the water, gathering her thoughts. She sits up with a newfound air of resolve.
It's
She slips off the upturned boat into the water and begins swimming for the shore. The sun shines on the dark water, its rays reflecting yellow off its surface. The water ripples near the shore. Then Kitty rises up from it, finally able to get her feet on the ground. Simon surfaces in the water just behind her.
Kitty! Wait!
No! No! You killed Matt!
Wait! Wait!
No! You killed him! You killed Matt! I saw you! I saw you kill Matt!
The necklace.
How did you make it?
Killed your own brother.
Did Johnny plan all this?
You're crazy. Please, please, Simon. Please, let me go.
Listen. No one ever understood me like you did.
I do. I do understand you.
But in the end, you picked Matt.
No, Simon. We could be together. We could be so good together.
As the sun sets, he leans towards her and their lips meet.
Story of my life.
They sink into a long, lingering kiss, standing slightly more than knee-deep in the water at the edge of the lake. Kitty tries to pull away from Simon, but he holds her tight. He releases her, then grabs hold of her again. He begins strangling her, using the necklace as a garrote. The necklace snaps, and Kitty scrambles frantically for the shore. Simon chases her down in the shallows and forces her head under the water. He holds her face under the water, and she rakes her nails down his bare chest as she struggles to get free. He keeps a remorseless hold on her, and eventually the life ebbs out of her. As the daylight fades, he pulls her body up out of the water. He holds her in his arms like a lover.
You will never leave this place.
Water drips from her hair and tattered blouse. Suddenly, the scene is illuminated by the harsh glare of a pair of headlights. Startled, Simon drops Kitty's body into the water. The headlights belong to Mr. Parks' pickup truck.
Are you?
Johnny's friend.
Yeah, from before.
Simon looks around awkwardly.
There's Johnny.
Sir, there's been a terrible accident.
That boy, he was very kind, like his grandpa. I've known his grandpa all my life.
Sir, you have no idea what happened, the nightmare. My brother and my friends are...
He holds his hands to his head.
Sir, I tried to save them and I couldn't.
Oh, is that what happened?
Sir, there's a monster. There's a giant fish. I heard about it when I was a kid, but nobody believed it.
You kids, you don't believe anything anymore.
Sir, I don't think you understand what I've been through.
Oh, yeah, I do. I've been watching you.
How did you find that?
Washed up on the shore. Like so many things better left in the lake.
Whatever's on that camera does not tell the whole story.
Oh, you're such a big shot, you and your brother. Your father practically owns the town. I guess you thought you could get away with anything.
Sir, you have no idea what you're talking about. Sir, I need to get help.
I guess you thought this would be the end of it.
What are you doing?
Don't move.
What is going on? What the hell are you doing?
I don't think the lake is finished with you yet, son.
Sir, please. Will you stop? Please stop!
Maybe you better move back into the water and try your luck again.
No, no, no! I am not going back out
Mr.
there!
Mr. Parks shoots Simon in the leg, and he collapses into the water. He struggles back to standing.
Stop! Please stop!
As Mr. Parks keeps up the volley of shots, Simon swims back into the lake. Gradually, he is consumed by the darkness. Simon struggles back into the shallows with two deep gashes in his flank.
No! No! No!
Mr. Park turns back to his truck as the fish drag Simon back into the water. This time, Simon is consumed by the darkness and the fish. A cloud of crimson floods into the water and obscures the broken necklace, lying in the shallows at the water's edge. The last part of it to disappear is the giant tooth. Audio description created by SDI Media, written by John Wolskel, narrated by Nazar Al-Darazi. Producer, director, editor, Larry Fessenden. Writers, Tony Daniel, Brian Smith. Producer, Peter Falk. Executive producers, Thomas P. Vital, Shane O'Brien, Justin Smith. Casting Director, Lois Drapkin, CSA. Director of Photography, Gordon Arkenberg. Production Designer, Tanya Bajlani. Costume Designer, Elizabeth Vastola. Special Makeup Effects, Brian Spears. Creature Effects, Fractured FX. Visual Effects, Neil Jonas. Original Score, Will Bates. Sound Design, Graeme Resnick. Sound Mix, Tom Effinger. Cast, Kitty, Bonnie Dennison. Johnny, Daniel Zavato. Simon, Johnny Orsini. Matt, Chris Conroy. Zeke, Griffin Newman. Deb, Mackenzie Rossman. Mr. Parks, Mark Margolis. Other credits continue on screen.